Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, February 13th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce, Wyman Williams. Birthdays, test pilot Chuck Yeager, who definitely had the right stuff, 91 today. He was the first man to break the sound barrier in 1947 from the U.S. Air Force.
Yeager's supersonic flight compares with the Wright brothers' original powered flight as a milestone of civilization. The course of subsequent aerospace development depended as surely on Yeager's revolutionary flight as previous aeronautics had relied on the Wright brothers' pioneer efforts.
Sultry actress Kim Novak, 81 today. On this day in history, astronomer Galileo, who calculated that the Earth revolves around the Sun, not the other way around, was subjected to an inquisition in Rome. From PBS.
Galileo was honest when he said that the Bible was the true word of God. He just didn't think it was a good astronomy textbook.
Galileo's works were banned by the church for centuries. And not until our own time would his rift with the church be healed. Galileo would pay a terrible price, but his discoveries would change the world.
At the top of the charts this day in 1976, the hits just kept on coming for Paul Simon, even without Art Garfunkel. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Slip out the back chair, make a new plan, stand. You don't need to be coy, bro. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, cuz you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
On the KETR events calendar, hike the backcountry at Cooper Lake State Park. 9:30 this Saturday morning with the park ranger on the 5-mile Coyote Run Trail. This guided hike will take you through some of the Sulphur River bottoms where Native Americans and settlers once hunted and fished. Be on the lookout for wildlife tracks along the path and hear and see wildlife as they welcome you to their home. Wear hiking boots or shoes and bring a hat and water. Meet at Coyote Run Trailhead at Heron Harbor. Hike the backcountry at Cooper Lake State Park, 9:30 a.m. Saturday morning. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is actually requires no introduction to commerce listeners anyway, Wyman Williams, who is the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wyman, we do a thought for the day, and this is what I have for today. Ultimately, the bond of all companionship, whether in marriage or in friendship, is conversation. Thank you, Oscar Wilde, the playwright. And, of course, we try to water the potted plant of conversation in a small way each morning here on the Blacklands Cafe.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Well, you are most welcome. We've been trying to get you for a long time. Wyman, I know, first of all, many people know you from all the years in the car business here in Commerce, and I just gave your title, basically. But tell us what you're doing for the university now.
Well, I'm a fundraiser, and I am aligned with the College of Business and Entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm. Now, the specific thing we're going to be talking about today, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this a lot as we get closer to the summer and the fall, is that we have a major anniversary here at this university coming up.
Right. Starting in September, we'll be celebrating the 125th year of our institution, and it's going to be fun and exciting.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like that long ago since the 100th anniversary.
Well, it's been 25 years.
25 years. Well, there you go.
Gets by, doesn't it?
That's how we count them, is one by one. Well, now, as I understand it, we know that this will start, the observance of this will start in the fall, but really right now, plans are still very much in the developmental stage.
Absolutely, and there has been, there are opportunities for community members to volunteer to be a part of the planning process and volunteer to help us carry it out.
Now, one thing you're involved in right now is you are kind of getting this thing going by going out and talking to various groups, civic groups and others, about the history of the university.
This is true. I've been in this job for 4 years, March 1st. And some things that I've run across is that there is confusion, there's lack of understanding of what A&M Commerce could mean to graduates before 1996 when we became a part of the A&M system. So my supervisor, Vice President for Advancement, Randy Van Deven, has added to my list of duties an opportunity to develop a program that can be delivered in about 20 minutes to any group on campus or off campus that helps explain more information about our 125 years and how we became A&M Commerce and what that means to our students today.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Wyman Williams, who's the Director of Development for the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. And in particular, we're talking about the 125th anniversary of the university, which is coming up this fall. How many living graduates do we have, ET and A&M Commerce combined?
We estimate in the neighborhood of 60,000.
It's a lot of people, isn't it?
It is a lot of people, and they're scattered all over the place. Of course, the majority of them are probably within 100 miles of us.
When you go out and talk, and you've been doing this, you've been talking to groups for quite some time, not specifically about the history of the university, this thing that you've started now, but what do you hear from the alumni and the former students of the university when you go out to talk to them?
Well, many are a little bit confused as to what we are today compared to what they experienced if they're East Texas State grads.
A lot of people perceived when the A&M system came in and the name of the university changed, that was disconcerting and disorienting to a number of people.
Part of the information I give in my presentation helps explain the dynamics that brought about the discussions that led our then Board of Regents feel like we needed to merge with a larger entity to be sure that our institution had a positive long-term future.
Mm-hmm. And that was not always certain, as some of us remember the 1980s when there was some doubt about it.
My goodness, 1986, for those of us who were here, was a frightening time when there was a legislative committee that actually recommended that our university close. Many of our graduates don't know that.
Mm-hmm. We were talking before we turned the mics on here. Three key turning points for this institution.
The first one would have to be for Commerce was in 1894 when there was a fire that destroyed Professor Mayo's college building in Cooper, Texas. And a group of merchants from Commerce got together and put together a financial incentive package that got Professor Mayo to move his college here. Mm-hmm. That was very important for us.
Indeed.
Well, and then the next one I would say would be when Professor Mayo sold his private college to the state of Texas in 1917. And that started our East Texas State name.
And then the final major turning point.
Well, that would be when the board decided to merge with the A&M system.
Yeah.
And that's where we are today.
Yeah. You really are hoping that people will contact you, aren't you, about coming to talk to them?
Oh, absolutely. I am available at short notice for any group that would like to hear more about the story of our university.
All those program directors, you all listening right now, you won't get your pencil here and write this down. So Wyman, give the email address and phone number.
Well, it is wyman.williams@tamuc.edu, and my office phone number is 903-468-8187. Again, that's 903-468-8187.
Okay, and wyman.williams@tamuc.edu. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Yes, indeed. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.